Dzień dobry and guten Tag.
Dzień dobry, bună ziua.
This is the first episode of our podcast, which is called It's All About Solidarity. In this series of podcasts, we will talk about our life as a volunteer and about topics which are related to European Union and cultural in general. First of all, I want to introduce myself a little bit. My name is Hannes. I'm 19 years old and I live now in Warsaw, and before I live in Austria, next to the city Innsbruck, which is maybe famous for its ski jumping area.
My name is Elena, I'm 25 years old, I'm from Romania, and I'm here as a volunteer for Schumann Foundation. I work also in the office with Hannes, and I'm very happy to be here.
Yeah, we are volunteers, which are part of the European Solidarity Corps, which is a project founded by the European Union and gives every young people from the age of 18 to 30 the chance to work and live abroad and discover a new culture, develop new skills and have an amazing life experience as we do. And the first episode of our podcast will be focused about our work and what we are doing in the office and how our life looks out. So the first question for Ellen is, what are you doing here in the office exactly? What are your tasks?
I prepare workshops with which I go all around Poland to present to the students. There are workshops about our cultures or about any European matter. On the other side, we promote also volunteering through our podcast, for example, or through articles or to many other stuff, I would say.
Yeah, and I want to add that the workshops are way important part of our routine. So we have also quite often workshops where we present our home countries right now, but we're working on other workshops to make it different for the student. Yeah, and that's the most important part of our work, I would say.
How does a typical day looks for you, Hannes?
My typical day, my working day starts at 9:30. At 9:30 I should be at the office and work until 4:30. Unfortunately, I live a little bit far away from the office. So I have to take my way to the office takes 45 minutes. And sometimes it's quite long, but I'm getting used to it. And then I can live with it now. But the first days, it was quite hard to have such a long way. I mean, 45 minutes is quite long. But Warsaw is a big city, so you need a lot of time for traveling through. What is the first thing you're doing in your office?
So, as you mentioned, indeed, I also need quite a time to be here, but that's quite nice for me. I got used to it really, really easy. I think that the local transport is quite well connected and it's not that much of an issue. But when it comes to the first thing that I'm doing in the morning after I arrive here, I just got the habit to have a typical English tea. Didn't do it before. I'm a tea lover, that's true. But I didn't do it before. I'm doing this since I'm in Poland and it simply gives me a boost. So yeah, that's what I would mention.
Yeah, for the public transport, I can't agree. I think the buses are here always late, so that's why I'm walking from the metro station to the office, because I don't have the time to wait for a bus, and they never arrive on time. You have always to wait for them and you never know, are they on time, are they not on time? So I don't like the bus system here, but I think it's in every big city like that, and I'm not used to it. I'm from a small village where every bus is on time.
You talked about something that bothers you. Maybe you could tell us what's something that surprised you till now.
Surprised till now? What really surprised me, I make my workshops about Austria, and when I'm in schools, I ask the students, what is the first thing which comes in mind when you hear the word Austria? And I hear so often kangaroos, and they confuse Austria with Australia, and I can understand in English it's quite similar, and I think in most language, but in German it's not similar. Austria is called Österreich and Australia Australien, so that there is no similarity between it, and then I thought that's not real that they confuse it that often, but they confuse it quite often. Yeah, that surprises me. But Elena, when you got in the office, what's the first thing you're doing?
As I mentioned before, after I'm doing my tea, if it's a typical day, I start with checking the emails and seeing if there's any news. And if it's not a typical day and we have workshops, I just travel to the school and I present the workshop. When it comes to routine, I cannot say that I have really a routine. Each day it's different and it really depends on the event or on what will happen. But usually, yeah, it's either office work, either going in the school. I would like to ask you now, what's the best thing that happened to you
The
till
best
now?
thing till now was for sure the first workshop. We were at the European Club. First, I have to mention in Austria we don't have European clubs, so I really like the institution and the idea behind it, that the students can get to know the idea of Europe better. So I really liked it and was really pleased to be there. And the students, they were so engaged at this school. They worked with us. They want to participate in the workshop, and it was a pleasure to be there. And one guy asked me a question about the Austrian politics, and as a student of political science, I was really pleased, and I could talk for hours about it. But yeah, it was nice to see that the people are interested in the topic and want to know more information. And also another thing which was really which gave me a really good feeling in one school. There was a girl who didn't speak English that well, but she tried to ask me a question, and after a few moments, she got it, and she asked me the question. Was like, yeah, that's the purpose of the workshop, to have an intercultural exchange and to work on our English. We all can improve, and to see that she had the braveness to ask me the question was really great. And I also like to get the feedback back. After the workshop is finished, I normally ask for some feedback, and then to see how the students liked it and what should I improve, or if everything is fine, just to hear, yeah, it was great, it was better than a normal lesson. I've got some news. I have something now what I don't know before. That's quite good to know. And what was your best thing? I think for sure there were also for you a really good feeling you had.
Well, during the first workshop in the European Club, I really had a very good feeling. I really think that they welcomed us very, very warm, and it was really nice to see them very engaged and very open to hear about my culture. And actually, this is a very good feeling. Like anytime when I'm doing my workshops, I don't know which would be the result. And at the end, when I see that they are really interested and they want to know more, or they are happy, they give me feedback, because as you mentioned at the end, I also ask for feedback, and they give me the feedback that it was awesome or that it was way better than an English lesson. I'm just happy because I shared with them something, and they receive it, and they were open, and it was pleasant for them. So yeah, maybe one thing that really surprised me was at the end of a workshop for an European club, there was a teacher who came to me and she gave me a Christmas ball, telling me that it's something typical from Poland, and I was very surprised because she just came, I didn't know about, and I was excited to see that they are so happy to have us.
Yeah, about the teacher, she also gave me a present, but not a traditional Christmas ball. She gave me some chocolate, and when I tried out, it was chocolate with a lot of alcohol. So I wasn't used to have that much alcohol in a chocolate, but nevertheless, it was quite tasty, I would say. So yeah, and are there any negative aspects about the job? I mean, sometimes there is a few things which bothers us or annoys us, and yeah, you tell us.
Well, of course, there are a few negative aspects. The first that comes to my mind is for sure that the internet doesn't work. So, ta witryna jest nieosiągalna. It's almost a sentence that I really start to hate.
Elena's Polish is already so good, she knows when the internet is broken. So she knows the sentence by heart already. where you can hear it happens quite often.
Well, it's a way of learning Polish, like being exposed to natives and working in an environment where there are a lot of Polish people just helps you learn the language faster. But yeah, being back to the negative aspects, there's no other thing that comes in my mind. Anytime I face a situation with which I'm not used, I just try to change the perspective and see what can I do instead of focusing myself on what I cannot do, because I don't like to get frustrated, and I know that I get frustrated quite easy, so I do my best not to put myself in that
point. Yeah, and for me it's quite the same. The internet is not working all the time. That's annoying, but we get used to it, and after a few minutes it will work. And as I already mentioned, I really don't like to wait, and especially for the buses, so that's why I decided to walk all every day in the morning and in the afternoon. But it's quite healthy, I think, to walk more when I'm sitting in the office for 7 hours, so to have some morning sports.
You were talking about walking instead of taking the bus. How would you describe the life in Warsaw since you're here?
I walk more than at home, but yeah, I really like the city. I was surprised in a positive way, especially when I thought about Warsaw. I just had the pictures in my head about the Second World War and the communist time. But to be here and to see how modern Warsaw is was really surprisingly, and I really like how clean the whole city is, and especially how green it is. Near to my flat, we have a really big forest, and when you go into it, you can't imagine that there is a 2 million city just a few hundred meters away. So that's really surprisingly, and I really enjoy this forest. When I'm there, it gives me a feeling like I'm home, because in Austria we have also a lot of forests, and I'm used to it to be in the forest. And how do you like the living here in Warsaw? Is it so as pleasing as for me, or?
Yes, indeed. And as you mentioned, I also noticed that there's a lot of nature. They have a lot of parks. They are really, really wonderful. Or my preferred, if you want, my favorite, it's the one next to the office. And more than that, there's a lot of architecture and a lot of history behind. And I really have the impression of safety. I feel safe in the city, and that's quite cool. When we returned ourselves from Krakow and I just arrived in Warsaw, I really had the impression that I'm home. So I could say that I adapt myself really easy.
Yeah, for me it's the same. I feel really home already in Warsaw. I'm just here for 1 month and a half, but I would say, yeah, Warsaw is already like my second home for now, for this period. So I'm really glad that I have this feeling, because at the beginning I had the fear that I won't feel like home, but it's already feeling like a second home for me.
You already talked about home. Is there something that you miss talking about home?
I don't miss anything which is important. I think I have all the important stuff here. Maybe, of course, my family sometimes, but I will see them again soon for Christmas. But the only thing which I kind of miss is the mountains, because in Austria we have a lot of mountains. I live in the Alps, and here it's just like flat, and no mountains, or not even a hill or something like that. So yeah, I miss the feeling to be surrounded by mountains. But otherwise, I'm quite pleased with the whole situation. And do you miss something from home which reminds you?
Well, not really, because I quite get used with the city fast, and there's not a big difference between the city I live in Romania and the city we live here. So not really. Maybe sometimes I feel frustrated because of the language barrier, and I really want to talk with someone in Romanian, but that's pretty much it. So I wouldn't say that I really miss something.
Yeah, with the language barrier, it's also sometimes a little bit hard when the people don't understand English. And we don't speak Polish well enough until now to communicate with them properly. We just had 3 lessons, but we work on it. But thanks God we have Google Translate, and then everything works somehow at least. And as we already mentioned, the language barrier, we are not only surrounded by us, we are 14 volunteers in general. So we are surrounded by a very international community, and how is the life with so many different cultures?
Interesting, for sure. The thing that I really like is that living with other people really gives me the possibility to make the link between their culture and their personality. And I really think that at the end of the project, I will be proud to say that I know people from all around Europe. And if I want to visit the country, it would be more than a pleasure. So yeah, that's pretty much. Maybe you have a different experience, because in your apartment there are a lot of nationalities.
Yeah, in my flat there are me, an Austrian guy, a French guy, a Turkish guy, and a Spanish girl, and a Russian one. And yeah, for me it's really interesting to see the differences and also the similarities between the cultures. Because at the first meeting, I thought it's just everything is really dividing. We have nothing in common or really less in common, but as the day passed by, you see how much we have in common. Sometimes we don't know an English word, and then we discover, oh, the German word is quite similar, for example, like the Spanish word or something like that. And then you just see the similarities, and you know we're quite similar in everything. And to know that is a good feeling. And also, I think after this project, we can say we have friends all over Europe, from Spain, France, Russia, Georgia, Romania, Austria, Germany, whatever. It's like just the international community, and it's good to know that we all work together in peace.
It's quite the goal of the project. And speaking about goals, do you have any specific one?
Yeah, but before the goal of the project, I think we have to remember it's made by the European Union, and the main goal of the European Union is peace. So I think to work together with all these nationalities shows the success of the European Union. Sometimes I think the European Union fails to show the success and what it is doing, but exactly this project makes me so clear what are the advantages of the European Union. And as you asked for my goals, my goal at the first part was like, when I came here, I wanted to be more independent, because I just lived with my parents all my life, because I'm just 19 years old, and to be here on my own, live in the flat, make the household, clean the dishes, and do all the stuff by myself was a challenge, and is still a challenge. And I'm proud of myself how fast I adapt to everything by my own. But I also want to make a personal growth, to discover new things, try new things out, just to make a growth on a personal level. And I think when I'm home and meet my friends again, they will hopefully see my change, because I think I won't see a change, because you don't see every small step, but they will see the big step I take. And how's it with you? I mean, we have an age gap. You lived alone before, so maybe your goals are quite different than from my goals.
Well, yes and no. Yeah, there's an age gap, and that's for sure. But I have to say it, but that I didn't fell that much.
Yeah, I mean, regarding to the goals. I mean, you lived before on your own.
Yeah. Well, I don't have any specific goal that if I don't accomplish, it's like the end of the world. What's really important for me is that this project really offers a learning opportunity, and I really try to take any chance to make as much as I can. I'm really glad that I have the possibility to meet new people every day, and I have small goals, I would say, like, I don't know, learning Polish or learning to adapt myself to be flexible. But as you mentioned, it just happens naturally, because you are put into the situation and you need to act or to react. And I have the impression that it simply happens, and then you have even the possibility to think about what happened and to take your lesson and go further. And yeah, that's kind of the way that the project goes, I would say.
I want to mention something about the Polish. It's also my goal to learn Polish. And as already mentioned, we have 3 classes until now, but Polish It seems sometimes like a really hard language, especially when you see some words where only consonants are in a row and you think, how should I pronounce it? Is that even a word? What is it? But yeah, I think we manage it to learn it, or we're on the way. Our teacher said we have some talent, but I think she says to everyone, so yeah. We will definitely see how it works out. Maybe at the last podcast we are able to have at least a small conversation with someone in Polish.
This will be interesting for sure. Yeah, so as I mentioned, I couldn't say that I have a specific goal. What I really like about the project is that without even having the purpose of it, you just accomplish things day by day. Each situation or each context give you something to learn, and that's quite awesome in my perspective, and that's why I would really encourage young people to join such projects, because no matter the way it turns, you'll have something good to take with you home for real or for sure.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening to us. And always remember, it's all about solidarity.